from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. You okay over there with your headphones? Uh-oh. Your mic didn't turn on when you pressed the button.
Still trying to
there
make
he goes.
Here.
Oh, they pulled him down. Yeah, that happens. All right, you doing okay over there with that? Because we got big deals going
we
on
did,
here.
We did. Mitch made us brownies.
Yeah, well, that's...
I mean, let's get right
to it. I'm
going to
do that right now, but
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
we can do that right now. Yeah, well,
are we doing a bake sale today? I did not know.
I had no idea. I didn't bring anything.
I knew we were getting our pictures. I didn't know we were getting baked goods. And Mitch made brownies. He goes, by the way, for whatever reason, he goes, speaking of coffee, as if we were talking about coffee, you brought in the coffee pot. And then he said, speaking of coffee, I made brownies, which I don't really eat brownies in the morning with coffee, but, you know, I'll eat anything.
Like, if he would have said, speaking of coffee, we've got biscotti that I brought in.
There you go.
Handmade from Italy.
English muffins. I have baked English muffins. But he didn't do that. He just said, speaking of coffee, I made brownies over the weekend, and I went,
speaking of coffee, here's the prime rib I've been working on the last 3 weeks.
Well, the thing is, like, what was your ending temp? The thing is, I said to him, I says, Mitch... We get to the hey, Lane Thomas ain't going anywhere. Okay, he's a Cleveland Guardian. Hold on, because now you got me
he's
going.
He's coming
here.
To Cleveland.
He's coming to Cleveland. Yeah,
about?
He ain't going anywhere else but Cleveland. Does he stop in Detroit first, or does he just go right to Cleveland? Might have to stop in Detroit first. He's a hitter.
I think he just has to go.
They play at 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, get over there. What are you waiting on?
But he was in Arizona, right? Wasn't he in Arizona?
Yeah,
the Nationals were in Arizona.
Though.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to play him right now. You don't want to be jet lagged. And maybe just send him to Cleveland. Okay, get a day off. You get Thursday coming around. Either way, hold on. Just a second. So I says to him, I go, you put nothing in these, did you? Like, I'm not going to have to run to the bathroom after these. He goes, that's for you to find out. That was Mitch's answer.
Pretty daring on picture day.
If you want me to be honest, all it is simple is brownie mix, eggs, vegetable oil, Butterfinger, and Reese cups. That's it. Reese BC, sorry.
No other kind of butter included in there. Just normal.
No.
Okay.
Yep.
What kind of butter?
Well, you know, you get to a certain age and people offer you brownies.
Wait a minute.
It's kind of understood that there might be something else going on.
Well, I wouldn't think now is the age where it happens.
I'd hope he wouldn't be bringing it to the radio station.
If we were all 17, wait a minute. Yeah. If we were all 17 years old, then I would say, what'd you put in the brownies?
Oh, you don't know my sister's friends. You don't know the calamitous times going down to Ohio State on a party bus and having brownies just doled out. This is a few years ago.
What?
So this is an absolute true story.
I was telling drug stories, everybody.
She was out. She was out late the night before, came back to Tremont with a really good friend that she was staying with. He said, hey, I'm going to Ohio State in the morning. And she had her other way to get down there. Everybody was partying down in Ohio State.
Uh-huh.
So she was really hungover. She went down to the fridge, and she was looking for anything. No. She was looking for anything she could eat to satisfy
soak it up,
whatever urges.
Oh, my God.
And she called him immediately. She knew. She's like, oh, my God. I housed like 2 of these brownies. And he just was laughing on the other end. He goes... Strap in. You've got an interesting next 8 hours.
Oh, my
and she's
God.
Like, no, I'm supposed to come down and meet you guys down in Columbus. It was a football game and everything.
Oh, God.
He goes, I don't think you're going to be doing anything for
that'd
a long
be the worst.
Time.
That would be the worst.
She said it ruined the weekend.
How could it not?
Ruined the weekend. She's trying to throw up. She's trying to do whatever she could.
Oh, my God. Were they just like a, you know,
they
pot brownie?
They were loaded.
Oh, no.
Loaded, because he was taking them down to the tailgate.
That's a thing, man. Like, you guys, and, you know, it's, you know, ever since it's like, is it legal or just decriminalized? What are we doing here in our state?
I thought about this a week ago. I don't know the rules. I don't know the laws. I have no idea.
Because you want to talk about moving the goalposts?
They're not selling it everywhere yet.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the thing. Everybody's like, just take a gummy, take a gummy, take a gummy. I'm like, man, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way. We're going in the garage, and I'm going to go look at a car. That's just the way I was raised, guys. And I'm not, like, they got the gummy rings now, and they got the gummy worms and the gummy bears and all the other things. And then they got the brownies. And, I'm like, well, no. Because eventually you leave them in the wrong place. I'm not saying around children or anything like that, for crying out loud. But eventually they leave them in the wrong place, and a scenario like yours plays out. Ruins the day.
Well, the other thing.
Ruins the day.
Like, I've heard these stories of, hey, there's a listing at a house or an open house on a Sunday, and they go through and there's, you know, all these treats in the middle of a table, you know, and the houses might be staged or whatever. And then you find out, oh, that the not so much of a family, but the gentleman that lives here.
Like, it could be a scenario. You
party
think about
favors.
This. Now, there's times where I wake up early, and there's times where I'm like, man, I don't want to be dragging out of bed. You know what? And you guys are gonna roll your eyes and say, no way. Like, I will just go, you know what? It's 9 o'clock. I just got home. How about some watermelon and some melon? Like, what's that orange melon they make? Yeah, I'm gonna have a bowl of that. We're going to bed. Well, it's all water. So I wake up in the morning and you're ravenous. And what if I go into the fridge and Liz has, well, I just thought we bought some brownies or anything like that. And she didn't tell me, and they were just in the fridge, which again, I would go, all right, kid's getting there. So this is not a great scenario, but I'm still going to play this way. And I go in there and I eat one of the brownies. I'm like, I'd have to pull off. I told you, I'm not good with that stuff. I'd have to pull off the side of the road. I have to walk back to the house.
Oh, screws up everything.
I'd have to call you. You'd have to do the show by yourself, which no one wants to do that.
No.
Nobody. And then, I mean, everything after that is just a mess. I'd have to call off for something like that. God, it'd be terrible. I feel bad for your sister. Who I got rid of the line is not a nice person, by the way. She's nice.
So, Mitch, these are okay. Nice. You've tested them.
Yes, the only high you're going to get from this is a sugar high. I guarantee it.
You promise me?
Do you have nuts in there?
Peanut butter, not like solid nuts.
Okay. Are you going to eat one of these?
Yeah, I'll have one.
You got one?
Not right now.
Well, you want to try it on the air first?
You're going to eat on the air? Is that what you're going to do?
I'm not going to eat it on the air. Hold on. I'm going to try it on the air.
One yet.
Good God, you act like I coaxed someone into bringing barbecue in here, for crying out loud. All right, I'm going to try this on the air. I want you to play.
This isn't to sell.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Celebrate the new signing or the new deal?
Well, this is what we're going to do. So maybe this will be, we will be stoned to the bejesus after this, and we will all celebrate that the Guardians got Lane Thomas from the Washington Nationals. It's a brand new day. with possibly laced brownies from Mitch. We'll find that out. Lyman just dug right in. This is Chris Antonetti. He's excited for Lane Thomas, folks.
He's amazing.
That's a versatile outfielder, a guy that's capable of playing center field, right field, and can contribute offensively, defensively, and on the bases. He's been really effective against left-handed pitching. He's a good outfielder, and I think he's third Major League Baseball in stolen bases. So a lot of different ways he can help us.
This is perfect. It's crisp, and it's moist. It has the best of both worlds. You want to talk about a deadline to remember.
Yeah, I sure as hell hope that Lane Thomas, I don't know why I was going to call him Chris Thomas, I certainly hope that Lane Thomas is a lot like these brownies where I'm like, man, I thought this was going to suck at first, but these are really good.
There's a lot going on here. There's like four dimensions of goodness.
I never thought that Lane Thomas sucked, by the way, but I got a lot of people. Somebody sent me a side-by-side of him and Will Brennan last night, and I went, okay, let's all go to bed and pick up the pieces in the morning.
Where is he on your list of famous Lanes?
Well, there's Lane Price from Mad Men.
That's the first one I thought.
Lane Staley from Alice in Chains.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. I remember the day he died.
Lane Stadium.
Lane Stadium.
Yep.
Home of Enter Sandman. That's got it. That's, by the way.
Lane Bryant.
You're a big AC. Lane Bryant makes me think of my mother. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
It's ridiculous that in a college football stadium, you have to walk all the way across a practice field.
That was always weird. Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane, very good actor. He's in The Birdcage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Love that movie. I would probably know that if I love that movie that much. I know it's in my, I've seen it a bunch of times. It's in my Prime Video watch list.
How about Lane Kiffin?
You know what? Lane Kiffin has grown on me over the last few years.
Yeah.
The mistakes he's made, like he's still like kind of a wild-eyed guy, but he's still, we're going to power rank Lanes here in a second.
I feel like there might be an actual really good coach in there.
Damn it. Oh, I think there is a really good coach. I mean, he's got Ole Miss kind of rolling. Like, they have a chance to make the playoff this year. Lane Kiffin's a good job. Hear more about that on Sons of the Shoe. I want to power rank Lanes, man. It's been a while here, Owen. Come on.
Lois Lane?
Lois Lane don't count.
That doesn't count.
Bobby Lane?
Bobby Lane's with a Y. Are we playing the music or not, Owen? Fine.
Who else is left?
Okay, Lane Thomas, is he number three?
No, he's not remotely up there.
Number one, Lane Staley. Number two, Lane Price. Number three, Lane Bryant.
Lane Price.
Power rank Lanes.
He just let his finances get the best of him, which not ideal for the job that he had.
Hard to open that door. All right.
Get that Mets hat, right?
Antoinette, it was a pennant. This is Chris Antonetti. He says, folks, they made a deal. They ain't done making them deals.
We're definitely not done pursuing things. Whether or not that leads to another deal or more deals is really hard to forecast, but we'll continue to try to be active and see if there are other opportunities to improve.
Mills Lane.
Very
good. How could we forget about Mills Lane?
You bet. Well done.
You knew it was a big fight if Mills Lane.
We want starting pitching. Antonetti says, ooh, that's a tough ask.
It's been a really, really challenging market. I know you've heard me say this before. It was one of the reasons we went out and signed Matt Boyd a couple of weeks ago, because we were anticipating this was going to be a challenging market, especially for starting pitching, and I think that's proven to be the case.
I know a lot of people were fit to be tied yesterday because, again, we talked about Eric Fede and Tommy Pham. Mentioned him throughout the morning yesterday. We had Anthony Castrovince on. He mentioned, obviously, because he'd written about Eric Fetty and Tommy Pham, they both ended up going to the Cardinals. And so people started to see moves being made, not just with Chisholm and with Arozarena the day before, but then moves started to be made yesterday in earnest. People started to get annoyed. And then they bring in Lane Thomas. And this is the weird thing about it, is that with a lot of these guys who are available, with a lot of these guys, you could always take a negative turn to it. Because I agree with you, and I have to respect what Antonetti's saying here, is that I think the market with the extra wild card is thrown into a blender here, and you don't know who's selling, who's buying, who's staying around. You know, the people have been very critical. What teams are three games out of the Rays? Weren't they three games out of the wild card or something like that, and then they're selling? I mean, there's teams that are kind of close. Remember us last year? It's like, why are we selling when we're close, like two games out of the wild card? What are we doing here? So there is certainly a Tampa Bay's 3.5 games now out of the wild card. Thank you very much. Like there's a mix to this that can be bothersome and I think a little bit tedious to a general fan out there. Lane Thomas from Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, or Masson, as I say, He was talking to the assembled media in a post-trade press conference. He was asked, was he surprised by being traded?
It's a little bit of a shock, even when you know they're looking to do something like that. But yeah, I mean, I've been in this situation before. I feel like that makes it a little bit easier. You know, my wife's dealt with it too. So I think we're, you know, ready to go help another team.
Was his wife one of the rumored names at the trade deadline?
Was this a... Wait a minute. They lost Arizona last night. Why was there music playing in the background?
Probably happy to see him go.
Well, this happened before they played, so it was probably a...
It says post-trade.
Yeah,
of course, because he wasn't playing in the game.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
He wouldn't have finished out the road trip with the Nationals.
He could have sat in the dugout and hung out.
Don't think you're allowed to.
Boy, that is always...
Unless you're Trevor Bauer and then you hang out in right field.
Right. You have a press conference of your own.
Yeah, go have a beer with the fans.
And then you have people call sports about him, so.
Then you have people call sports talk radio for over a year. Here's Lane Thomas on joining the Guardians during a playoff push. Thank you.
Yeah, it's hard not to be excited about that. I mean, I think they've been one of the better teams in baseball. And, you know, even playing against them, I was like, they get it done. It just seems like they play hard. I feel like they kind of played how we played in a sense. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Late addition to the power rankings real quick. Vince Gary says, Twitter actions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Vince Gary says, can't forget the late Lane Smith. You don't know who that is,
no.
Do you? It's the father from Son-in-Law with Pauly Shore. Great bleeping actor. He's the coach. You remember, he's Jack Riley in Mighty Ducks.
Now I got to look it up.
Lane Smith goes to the... No, I'm sorry. Well,
I didn't remember that he was the father and son-in-law, but I do remember.
I had a totally different power rankings. I just thought of another one. Okay. Number one.
Was he in My Cousin Vinny?
Number one, Lane Staley.
Yes. He's
number
the
two,
prosecutor.
Lane Prattley from King of the Hill. Number three, Lane Smith, who's the father from son-in-law and also Jack Riley. It's not worth winning if you can't win big.
How about Diane Lane? She's in The Outsiders.
Isn't that with a different last name spelling?
She did, probably.
Yeah. She don't make it. Not for me. You excited for Lane Thomas?
Yeah. You know what? My buddies convinced me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.